this guest, I'll make it terribly easy on you. I think it's the third straight game they've come back from at least a couple down.
Yeah, I'm getting into a bad habit of letting teams come back. And last two nights, last night we got lucky, and tonight, obviously, we let them back in, and we couldn't catch up again.
Seemed like you guys kind of lost your legs a little bit after that Dalby hit. Did that kind of knock you out of your game, at least for a little bit?
I don't think so. I mean, we had a good, 3-minute power play there. We needed to capitalize, and can't use the travel and the amount of games as an excuse. But we just kind of, we let off a little bit middle of the second there and into the third, and cost us.
Chris, talk about the kind of mini breakaway there. It looked like you were right in position. Did the puck just slide off your stick?
Yeah, me and Belly had a 2-on-1, and the guy made a good play to go at Belly, and Belly did the best he could to get it there, and puck was just bouncing. I thought could freeze the goalie and slide it back in, and the puck never settled down. I could never get good wood on it.
Largest crowd ever to see a hockey game in Charlotte. Could you and the guys really feel that extra crowd and the energy out in the stands tonight?
Oh yeah, we could. We knew heading into this game was a big crowd, and we definitely heard them tonight, and it was a big special night. And it's unfortunate that we came out in the wrong end of it.
Power play been so good, even tonight scoring your first one, and then like you said, you had the major, and then you had the one at the end. Couldn't get through on those two.
Yeah, I think. We started out hot there. We scored, and then we had some looks. We had shots, moved it around. I don't know if they changed it a lot. We certainly didn't. We were trying to just keep it simple, and you got to give them credit. They blocked a lot of shots at the end there, and just couldn't find that last one, the bounce that we needed.
Thanks, Chris.